What is going on, beautiful people? I am Lee Hammack, the diagnosed self-aware narcissist known as mental illness, and welcome to another episode of the Narcissist Code. If this is your first time seeing my face or hearing my voice, I use my platform on social media to raise awareness for NPD, get more people into therapy, and also validate the victims, survivors, and the thrivers of said disorder, said toxic people, said toxic traits. Today's episode is going to be entitled Who You Are with the Narcissist, Who You Become while you in a relationship with a narcissist. Before we hop into today's episode, y'all, make sure if you haven't already to subscribe, to join my email list, my mailing list, and whatnot, my newsletter. I have kids' books coming out. I have a course coming out. I have my own personal book coming out. There's a lot of stuff coming out, behind the scenes access and things of that nature, discount codes, all that other good stuff, y'all. Link is in the description of every podcast and every video that I do. And also, like I said, it's going to be pinned in the comments. But thank you, sir. But yeah. Who you become with the narcissistic person. This is deep, y'all. This is one of those deep situations where a lot of people get into these spaces. Like, who are you talking about, Lee? What do you have going on? Y'all, you become somebody else when you're in a relationship with a narcissist. You don't recognize yourself. And I'm not just talking about physically. I know a lot of people get into the physical space. Like, yeah, you're right, Lee. We don't, I look physically different when I'm in a relationship with a narcissistic person. Yeah, that's true.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
But it's not all about the physical aspect of things, y'all. You can have a very, very unique, who you become relationship-wise, who you become in your everyday world is going to be different as well. Who you become emotionally, who you become mentally, who are you? Ask yourself that question. Who are you? Ask yourself, because right now, this is where homework. We have some homework today. Welcome to Narcissism 101. Shout out Kelly Kowalik. Write down who you were before this relationship started. Write down who you were. And this, like I said, it's completely different if your parent was the narcissistic person. Write down who you were. You still write down who you were while you were in the household with your parents and who you are after you leave the household, you know? So who are you in this relationship with the narcissistic person? Who are you? Who were you before? Who were you before? Were you happy? Were you outgoing? Were you loud? Were you fun? Did people love being around you? Who were you before this relationship started, right? Now, write that down. Finished? Now, on the other side of that paper, or on the same sheet of paper, write down who you are now. And be honest with yourself. This doesn't work if you don't get real, raw, and honest with it right now in this space. This doesn't work. It just doesn't work if you don't get real and honest right now. Who are you right now? Who are you? Are you still fun? Are you still outgoing? Are you still kind? Have you changed to fit this relationship? Have you changed in this relationship to make the person that you're with happy? Have you changed anything about yourself to acquiesce to this person's existence, to make this person happy? Have you changed? What has changed about you? Because I can guarantee you, you are not the same person you were. I know you. And like I said, I know you, Arden. You know you, Arden. You see what I'm saying? It's just you change in these relationships, y'all. You change emotionally. You change physically. You might change financially. You might lose financial holding, financial standing in your life because you're in a toxic relationship, y'all. What the hell? What is it costing you, y'all? What is it costing you in this relationship? Is it costing you friends? Is it costing you family? What is it costing you? Ask yourself. You have to ask yourself, what is this costing me? You know what I mean? Can I really live this way? Am I happy right now? What is this costing me to stay in this toxic relationship space? Because I can guarantee you who you are now is a shell of who you were. I talked to so many people over the last few years, y'all, of me being on this platform for talking about narcissism, personality disorder, mental health stuff. I've talked to thousands of people. And I'm not, when I say thousands of people, I am not joking with you. I've spoken to literally thousands of people. And one thing that is a common thing across the common theme is that people have changed for the worse while you've been in any toxic relationship. I'm not talking about when you get out of it, you become a thriver. While you're in it, you become somebody new. It's kind of like a turtle. You're a beautiful turtle, right? Outside, before you got into this relationship, your shell is pretty. You got pretty little turtle legs, turtle tail. Your shell is clean, and you know. But now it's like your head is always outside the shell. You swimming around, you kicking your head around. You a happy turtle, but when you get into these relationships, you become a sad turtle. Shell dirty, legs all little crusty tail. You know what I mean? Head is inside the shell more times than not. You literally retreat within yourself to protect yourself. You start to disassociate. You start dissociating, y'all. You don't even know where you are. Sometimes when you're getting yelled at, you kind of blank out. You're like, what the hell just happened? You become numb to it, y'all. You might pick up an addiction. You might pick up a substance abuse addiction. You might start abusing some kind of substance to escape. You might start doing things that you would never do before. You might become a yeller or a screamer. You might become volatile. You might become reactionary. You might start to look abusive, y'all. These relationships change you. They just absolutely do. And this is not me telling you right now you need to leave right now. I'm telling you, you need to start making changes for yourself for the better right now. If that requires you to leave, then hey, be as safe as possible. Get the hell out of there. But everybody's situation is different. So if you have to stay in this relationship space, start doing something for you. You might not ever be able to go back to the person you were before this relationship. And that's not necessarily a bad thing. You can build a better version of yourself. Like I said, you can build a better version of yourself with aspects of who you were before and who you were during this relationship, because you picked up some skill. You picked up a lot of knowledge now. You might be damn near narc proof. You might be resilient AF. Check out my homie Sinful, SYNFUL. This is her brand right here. Resilient AF. This is her brand for survivor brand, thriver brand right here. So check her out, SYNFUL. She's a narcissistic abuse survivor. Check her out on all platforms, y'all. She's hilarious. Got a lot of good stuff. But seriously, that's just how it goes, y'all. It is a very unique space, a very unique dynamic in these situations. You have to empower yourself, though. You have to take the necessary steps, because who are you right now, y'all? Do you like who you are? Do you like who you've become? I've talked to so many people, they just start crying. When they talk about themselves. I ask them, like, who are you right now? They start crying. I don't know who I am anymore. I understand that, and I get it, but now it's time to learn you. What do you like to do? What have you done for yourself lately? What have you done for yourself recently? What are you going to continue to do for yourself? What's next for you? You see what I'm saying? What are you doing to feed yourself? What are you doing to fulfill yourself, because you've done so much for this toxic, narcissistic person? What about you? What about you? Because you have to do something for yourself. You have to find a healthy balance. You have to do something for yourself. Because if you don't start doing something for yourself, you're going to lose yourself more and more and more. And then by the end of this relationship, you're going to be unrecognizable to yourself. And again, that's not necessarily the end of the world. But like I said, you can rebuild yourself. You can start to rebuild yourself while you're in this relationship, y'all. If you're building up to leave, perfect. If you're building up because you can't leave right now, I understand it as well, but it's still good. Take baby steps are still steps, y'all. Do something for yourself. Do something. Call up a friend you haven't talked to in a long time because you've been isolated. Call up your brother. Call up your sister. Talk to your damn mama. Talk to your daddy if they are still around. You see what I'm saying? If they are healthy, if it's healthy for you to reach out to these people, because sometimes those people are toxic as well. You say you got a toxic ass BFF. It don't do you any good to reach out to your toxic ass bestie. You see what I'm saying? But like I said, at the end of the day, y'all, you can empower yourself to take the necessary steps forward to be as strong as you possibly can, because you deserve, you have, but I can say it all I want to, y'all. I can just say, hey, you deserve better, but you have to believe it. You deserve the chance at happiness. Are you happy right now? When the last time you've been happy in this relationship? When the last time you woke up in the morning and just said, I cannot wait to participate in this relationship? When the last time you did that? Who are you? You're not who you used to be. Now it's time to get them back. Now it's time to go get them back. You can get it back. You can build better, y'all. the bones are still, it's like an old house. You're like an old house. You still got good bones. Time to flip yourself. Like you flipping a house, you can remodel yourself, y'all. Buy low, sell high. It's time right now. It's time. You can remodel yourself. You can flip yourself. The bones are still good. The good person that you were before this relationship started, the bones are still there. Now it's time to remodel yourself, y'all. It's time to modernize yourself. It's time to modernize. Look, y'all, you might have been a nice colonial style house originally, right? This narcissistic person that came in here, got you moldy, your shutters all beat up, your windows busted, the heat don't work, the ceiling fans got dust on them, you know what I mean? Roaches everywhere. But now look, now it's time for you to buy low, sell high. Now it's time for you to come in here. Okay, look, time for me up. Good bones. The bones are still there. Remodel it. Pest inspect it. Get the windows fixed. Paint it. You see what I'm saying? Flip it. Now you work. Look, you can leave this relationship and be worth more than you were before. You can leave. If you remodel yourself, if you start working yourself correctly, you can leave this relationship worth more than you were originally. You got more value now. You have, like, I'm just telling you, y'all, you can do this. I can say it all I want to, though, but you have to believe in yourself, y'all. I know this has been kind of a motivational rant. I don't know how I got build you up, y'all. Because, like, this is, y'all, I want y'all to win. Like, I want y'all to win so much, it is insane. Like, and I know, but Lee, you're a narcissist. Why you want people to win? Because I love it, y'all. I love helping people win. You get narcissists to apply from helping people. Yes, from helping people win. I love it. Feed me your win. Feed me your victories. I love when y'all win. Damn. Win. Remind yourself, Lee. I had a woman I talked to the other day. I saw her post a video on TikTok, right? And I was like, hey, I know her. And y'all, when I first talked to this woman back in 2021, I think it was like March or April of 2021. I'm gonna give you a quick example. I talked to this woman in like March or April of 2021, right? No, it was April or May of 2021. And y'all, she was like out of it. She was crying the whole time. She didn't know what the hell was going on. She was super sad. She was in a super abusive relationship, y'all. Extremely abusive. I talked to her May 20th of 2021. And look, April 19th, 2021. April 19th, 2021. And then I talked to her again May 20th, 2022. A year apart. Now, August 2023. She's helping other people leave toxic relationships. Y'all, I talked to her the first time back in April of 2021. She was broken. She had remodeled herself. She had lost weight. She in the gym. I'm like, that's what a win looked like. She resilient AF. That's what a win looked like. I was like, I'm so proud of you. And she's older than me too. Y'all, I said she's like in her 50s. I'm like, I'm proud of you. It might not mean much, but I'm proud of you. I want to be proud of y'all. I'm proud of you for making this far in this video. I'm proud of you for your journey. I'm proud of you for surviving this far. What's next for you, though? Who are you right now? Who have you become? Let's get them back. Let's remodel ourselves, y'all. This is the year we remodel. We're flipping ourselves, y'all. We're flipping ourselves. Still got good bones. The bones are good. Join the newsletter, y'all. If you made it this far, y'all, make sure you subscribe. Get out there. Win. Mental illness is out. Peace. What is going on, beautiful people? Thank you so much for making it to the end of my video, watching it all the way through, y'all. If you haven't already, go ahead and hit that subscribe button, y'all. Turn on notifications so you don't miss a video and whatnot, and so we can help reach more people. Like I said in the beginning, the self-love brand is available. I have a self-love journal that's available on Amazon as well to help you rebuild that self-love. Lee Hammack, I love me on Amazon and whatnot. Also do one-on-ones over Zoom and such as well, y'all. Like and subscribe for more. Mental Illness is out.